What up, though? This is your boy CB, that is Chill B, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast, where I bring you a series called Laker 82-16, and that's where we cover the grind of an 82-game long season where it takes 16 wins to get the chip in the end. And we have a few things to talk about. We are continuing on this roller coaster that we call the Lake Show. Okay, I'm gonna briefly talk about the Thunder's win that got us to 500 for the first time in a year or so, or however long, January of last year, something like that. And then we're gonna talk about the loss. That's right, the loss to the Chicago Bulls, and just my thoughts on Patrick Beverley. And I just knew it was gonna. I felt this yesterday. Although the LeBron return gave me a shot of optimism, I still had questions about this game. I'm going to break that down and just a little bit more next. All right. Let's get right into it. Let me jump briefly right back to the games that got us to 500. They really got the fan base jumping. And of course, the national media headlines jumps on. And now we're going to the finals. You know, just ride the roller coaster with us, man. And just be careful what hot take shows you watch. They will get you, you know, all up and your blood pressure up. Come on to the Chill Bravado. Let me let you calm back down. And we could talk about this with some realistic expectations. And still know that we are still in the hunt for the play-in and playoffs. So here we go. 116-111, they beat the Thunder. Let's just break it down to it. AD had a monster game, 37 points, 15 boards. You got to love that. Had a better night shooting the free throws that we are just dying for him to have. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, too. AD, no, let's talk about it right now. AD, I'm going to call him 50-50 AD. Like, he's going to hit one and miss one. And this is becoming more and more just puzzling to me. And I blame LeBron for this for the past couple of seasons. I said, as soon as he joined the Lakers, that first year, he was fine. He made everything at the free throw line. But ever since then, he shot the ball just like LeBron James. Like, when LeBron goes to the line, he's not making two too often. And now AD has joined him in that. He affected Dennis Schroeder last night. I was like, look at AD rubbing off his bad free throw woes to one of the best free throw shooters. And he's having a career year at that. But, yeah. That's the only thing that I'm knocking AD on for that game. Well, not that game, he was 7-for-11, but just for the past couple games in general. And then Austin Reeves, he's kind of cooling down a little bit. It's fine. He had 11.6 boards, 9 assists, 3-for-12, you know, from the field is not great. Okay. And 4-for-4 from the free throw line is now the pattern that I'm noticing. He is no longer at this moment getting those little fouls he's getting. And I think, you know, teams have now got what you call a scouting report. I think Jeremy Lin went through this at one time back in the day. I did not jump on Lin's sanity because you got to wait for it to balance out. It's a little turbulence. And once it levels out, we'll see how smooth this thing rides. I still think Reeves is going to be able to affect the games in different ways other than just being scorers and scoring. But now with the return of LBJ and then with D'Lo coming back, I think we're going to have more versatility. And he's going to be able to kind of make those timely plays that we all loved, and not seeing him have to go off and get 35 and 25, which I don't really want to see that, because that means we're desperate and that means LeBron didn't come back. But more in that game, Dennis had a great game with 21 points. He just missed the second half, but Lonnie Walker, who has been buried on the bench, came in and had 20 points in that game against OKC. So he was a guy who earned it, got the chance to close. Winnie Gable played and had, you know, 8 big boys for us. And, you know, he was just really all over the place. But we still need another big, and that's neither here nor there. Vando had 10 rebounds in that game against OKC. Really did a great job on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Had to make sure I pointed that out. But Vando, can we please learn how to finish around the rim? This guy, he makes the easiest shot look so difficult. When he has a layup, it's like, if he's not dunking it, and he's trying to just lay it up, it's like he just gets nervous or something happens. It's like the Monstars have taken away just his layup package, because he's killing me when he gets the ball in. He'll miss the first and have to tap it in. And I'm just like, gosh, just like, why are you making this so difficult? But that's just a brief rundown of the OKC game. Let's get right to it, okay? We're 500, you know, feeling well. got the news that LeBron was coming back. You know, everybody loved that. Oh, we're going to the finals now. You know, it was that type of momentum. And it was building because, you know, originally they were saying, oh, the reports were saying that he's going to try to make it back for April 5th against the Clippers, getting like three games in. And LeBron came out and just said, that's cap. He said, who are your sources? He said, you'll get your update from me. And then that right there built my optimism, saying, wait a minute, he must be closer than expected. And then, you know, the day before the game, he goes from out to doubtful. And I'm like, And then everybody jumps on it. And of course, you know, the reports start coming in. And then before, you know, earlier in the day on Sunday, he goes from doubtful to questionable. And now you're like, uh-oh, now we're on to something here. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? Now everybody's watching their phone. Like, a fan's getting kind of excited. And me, I'm thinking, well, he'll play against, you know, the second game against the Bulls at Chicago, but he's not going to play on Sunday. And then you get, he's going to test his foot. You know, so now it's a game time decision. And I'm thinking, nah, he's not going to play. And then, boom, it pops up. LeBron James is back. He's playing today. I'm like, wow, that escalated very quickly. And I was shocked. And I was like, let's go. Okay. And then I instantly lost that when it says, oh yeah, he's coming off the bench. I was like, people say that maybe he asked to do that because he didn't want to mess up the chemistry. I'm like, mess it up. You know, like, mess it up. Like, I did not like him coming off the bench. I felt like that was, I guess if you want to say you do that so he can close in the Chicago game, that way you don't play him early and use his minutes restriction up, because I'm pretty sure they had him on some type of pitch count. And that's fine, but I was just like, man, come on. Like, I didn't like it. But it is what it is. I don't think that's that one lost the game. I just rather, let's just throw him out there. And then you hear, oh yeah, D'Lo's still not playing. And that made me really upset, because I'm like, not upset at him, but I'm like, man, we just can't get our guys back together. Like, can we please get it? I think that D'Lo would have made a big difference in this game, where our guards struggled mightily on the offensive end and with the creativity. And I think he would have definitely helped out Austin Reaves as well as LeBron James. And I'm going to take a break and come back and break down what I seen during this Bulls game next. All right. Thank you for joining me. And I know that, you know, when you listen to me, you're like, man, what do I need to listen to next? I'm like, I'm on a sports high right now. Well, go on over to the All Things Sports podcast and listen to my boy JR, where he breaks down all sports. And he's just now released some free agency talk on NFL. He's getting ready to gear up for the MLB Part 1, Part 2 coming out. So stay tuned for that. He told me he has that locked and loaded and ready to really break down that. So that'll be something I'm tuning into. But you guys, make sure you go tune into it after you come to the Laker 82-16 series here on the Chill Bravado podcast. And let's get right into it. Okay, Bulls, Lakers, Sunday game. You know, midday, I'd rather be at night, but you know, whatever, you know, because I just feel like the Lakers don't really play well on Sundays in the midday. It's just something about them. I don't know. It's too early for them. Maybe a West Coast thing. But let's go down the standings. Not the standings. Let's go down to the starters, who are Austin Reaves, David Schroeder, Troy Brown, and Vanderbilt. Okay, Troy Brown, to me, when he's the leading scorer, he was the leading scorer for the starters, you know you're kind of in trouble. I was just not understanding it. He played very well. He's 4-for-9 from the three-point line. He normally hits his shots early. So I don't mind him starting, you know. But, you know, when we get all our guys back, he has to go back to the bench, and it has to be D'Lo. It has to be LeBron. It has to be AD. And then you throw in, I guess, Austin and Vando. You know, I mean, I'm really starting to think, like, do we really want to keep Austin in the starting lineup? But that's a whole other conversation. But to this game, LeBron comes off the bench. He has 19 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, shot 6-11 from the field, 0-for-2 from the 3-point line. And ironically, me talking about his free throw shooting, he was 7-for-8. So he actually, you know, was the guy. You know, him and Schroeder were 7-for-8. They shot well at the free throw line. He had 5 turnovers, but a guy who's been out for a month, he looked like it at times. Like, he was running fine. Like, him getting up and down the court looked good. I didn't really see him explode and go to the rim off the dribble. So we'll wait and see and let him get his. He's such a guy who wants to get back into that rhythm. I think this next game and the Minnesota, I'm glad he came back this game. Get that out the way. So when you go on a roll, you kind of, you know, okay, you tested it. See how it reacts over the next couple of days, because we don't play until Wednesday. Okay, so that's going to be a good thing. Let's see how it feels after a couple of days. And let's see. Hopefully he'll come out and have a great performance against the Bulls. We get our lick back against them. Anthony Davis, though, 36 minutes, 15 points, 9 rebounds, 5 or 6. Only took 8 shots. 3 for 6 from the free throw line. That's right, 50-50 AD is back. Okay. And my thing with AD is, man, I'm looking at this game and I'm thinking about, all right, the first thing I didn't like is that we have 18 turnovers, right? Second thing I didn't like is that we have AD with only 8 shots. And, you know, some people are going to say, well, AD needs to, you know, dominate the game and he needs to take over and all these things. But listen, people, like, how is that the only thing you're going to say? Like, are you going to explain to me what exactly he needs? What does that mean? What did he need to do? Like, give me your play call. Give Darvin Ham a play call, because my gripe is, what are we running to get AD the ball? And what I see is the same thing over and over. It worked against the Thunder when they switched it up one time, but I just don't feel like we attempted to switch up anything to get AD the ball. Like, I don't understand how OKC, who have athletic guards and wings, we still find a way to get him the ball. But against Chicago, we just kind of forgot, like, oh yeah, that guy, he just gave us like 37 points. And we were setting picks where he was in the dunker spot, bringing him up to the elbow and letting him work from there, or making, you know, getting the ball quickly and he's making moves and turning and turning the corner and going baseline. We didn't get to see that a lot. And I'm wondering why. But the 18 turnovers let me know we were just out in a funk offensively. So that explains me why he only gets 8 shots. And also, we're going to talk about Austin Reeves, who had 5 of those turnovers. And I just feel like it's time for us to get D'Lo back. We got LeBron back. Let's get Austin back reeled in. Well, he doesn't have to make so many decisions because he's still a young player and he's expected to have turnovers. So I'm not knocking Reeves, but he's cooling off a little bit. He's not getting the whistle that he once was. And I'm not shocked there either, because after Phoenix came out and was complaining about, by the way, side note, I have a loss files on the Phoenix Sun breakdown game. I'm still gonna upload it. So this is gonna be a bonus episode. I don't know. I recorded it and then I woke up and said, I always record after wins. So just pay attention to that one. This is one after a loss. So I had somebody remind me, you always record after win. No, I don't. Trust me, this is a loss after a loss. But I might record after win also. But just back to it, Austin Reeves is a young player. He's supposed to make bad plays from time to time. And I just don't like us having him in this pressure. We're talking about contracts and all this stuff. Man, let's get our horses back and let Austin Reeves work how he always works. And that's when he does his thing so calculated and collectively. He's still a good young player. And back to AD, it's just predictable ways that coach staff tries to get AD the ball. It's always the same way. Nothing was great. No way it just makes no sense to me that we can't figure a way to get him the ball in easier spots. And I think when LeBron back is going to help, once he gets back in his rhythm, back in the starting lineup, get D'Lo, who's another ball handler out there, who's going to really stretch the floor with his shooting ability, Malik Beasley is not, you know, is probably not going back in the starting lineup. Maybe since LeBron's back, he might eventually get there. They want to take Austin back to the bench, but who knows what the starting line is going to be. I have no idea. Let's just figure it out. But with Vando and AD and LeBron back, we get to finally get back to what I was wanting to see. And that, man, now that's going to say, all right, D'Lo and Austin, I guess, you know, we have all these ball handles on the court, which means Dennis is back to the bench, which is fine. But back to the Chicago game, I thought it was a mix of just bad perimeter defense and the Bulls just hitting shots. Like, if you go and look at it, like, Zach LaVine was easy getting to the rim, easy. Like, it was Kobe White, although he went cold, he started off buckets, like threes. DeRozan hits threes. Derrick Jones comes and gets threes. Vucevic got ejected, and I was kind of sad by that because everybody was like, oh, no, they're losing Vucevic. I'm thinking, no, but Andre Drummond's coming in. We don't have a big to bang with him. That means AD is going to be down there banging with him, and sure enough, AD ends up in foul trouble. And we're going to talk about that and some more coaching decisions next. All right, we are back. We're back talking about this roller coaster of a season, as well as this game is a part of that roller coaster. We dropped down. We dropped down a little bit. You know, we were 500 riding high. Yeah, we're going to the finals. Now, we lost this game, and I had someone tell me, man, y'all probably not going to make the playoffs. I'm like, over this one? I mean, like, do you not see the standings? We can't afford to lose games. I agree with that, but I asked the person, like, why would you say that just because we lost this game? Is that the reason? Like, if that's your reason, that's your reason. He was like, your team. And then I knew I had to stop talking to him. Because obviously, the team that put us in this hole is no more. Pat Bev did exactly what he said he's going to do. Okay, I said this before. He said he was going to knock the Lakers out of the playoffs or try his best to. Well, you did that in the first half of the season when you was on the team and we started 2-10. And then, you know, we struggled and you got cameras and he's going to forever be a Laker legend because taking the camera to the ref during the game. But, you know, this, you've done your job. Like, you've already done that. You didn't need to beat us with the Bulls. So I predict the Lakers will win Wednesday. It's going to come back. It's going to be revenge season, baby, if you want to call it that. But the roller coaster will continue Wednesday, and we're going to be at Chicago. But back to this game, man. Yeah, the coaching staff, man. AD picks up his fourth foul in the third quarter. And then you see when you go to the table in the game, there's no stoppage in the play. So you can say, well, he was going to sub him out, but there's no stoppage. And you're thinking, like, okay, well, they don't want to use a timeout. I'm like, it's worth it. Get AD out the game, okay? And he doesn't. And right then we get a ball stoppage, but it's because AD fouls Drummond, you know, and there you go. That's five fouls in the third quarter. He has sit. And then he sits all the way in the fourth quarter to like the 6-minute mark. And I'm like, God, like, if you not going to go for it, I'm like, come on, man. Like, if you're going to try to win this game and make it dent, AD has to come in earlier than that. Like, it's like, why waste it? You want to save him for the last 6 minutes when we're down by 12? We were down by 23 times in this game. They got us. We broke it down. We cut it to 8 at halftime. Then we come out and give up a 9-0 run in the beginning of the third quarter. And then we come back and we cut it down to like 11 again. And then it goes right back up to 20, 21, 22. I think that was it. You know, like, I was just like, man, we can't get out our own way because they had cooled off a little bit. But honestly, man, it was another thing that disappointed me. It was no Rui. And coach, you know, Ham just basically said that LBJ returned. Somebody had to lose the minutes. You know, Lonnie just had a great game. So, you know, he was going to find minutes. I mean, I guess he's trying to build his confidence. But then Rui got to understand LeBron's coming back. I mean, I didn't like it that he didn't get to play at all. When we are having offensive struggles, like, can we just get the ball to someone who they're not going to double team? Like, if they're doubling AD, or and then running all this action, let's get a guy who can also get his own individual shot in the game and see if Rui can counteract that by being a guy who can get you a couple buckets, like a couple jumpers, just to get give me something. Because Wayne, this wasn't his type of game. Drummond is way too big, you know. It just wasn't built for him. It's not even built for Rui, but offensively, maybe Rui could have gave you something. I'm just upset at the coaching of this game. Not every game, but just this game. And Austin Reeves versus Alex Caruso was probably my highlight of, you know, the pregame. I was texting JR and I said, the battle of the white boys, the ones I hold to my heart. And I cherish these two like we're brothers. I'm like their older cousin. You know, we're all family. If you hoop like that, you got to be family, okay? Both of these guys, I love them. I wish we had both of them on the same team. Alex Caruso, man, I miss that guy, man. He was one of my favorites to watch. Austin, I love what he's been able to do because he's a better offensive player than Alex was. I think Caruso's a stronger point of attack defender, but Austin is very crafty both on both sides of the ball. So, man, if you had both of those guys, man, you don't even need Lonnie Walker. Nah, I'm just kidding. You know, it's just... It's just good to see, you know, that. But it's also bad to see because I'm like, oh, man, former Lakers were playing against Pat Bev, Alex Caruso, Andre Drummond. It was like, dang, bro, it's like we really got a lot of guys who used to be on this team. And Drummond had a good game against us. This was built for him. He was just banging and banging. And, you know, with no Mo Bamba and LeBron, who's not really going to get out there and help with that, and no other big, you know, it kind of is what it is, man. So, I predict that we win the game Wednesday. We have to. Like, it's a must-win game. Since we got to make up for it. We got to get Unlicked back. We can't let them do that. And then after I take a little short break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the games coming up with also the Bulls, but also the T-Wolves, and just see how this season finishes out as we wind down the season. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Okay, let's go to the standings right now. The Lakers are now back to 37-38. We were 500 in the NBA champions for one game. And now we're back down in the ninth spot, you know, but we are only a half game with the Pelicans. The Pelicans, they're at 8. We're one game behind the T-Wolves at 7. We're a game and a half behind the Warriors at 6. And, you know, I'm not going to go all the way up to 5-4 because they're both close, but right now, man, let's see what we can do with this 6, 7, 8 seed. You know, right now, Thunder right behind us. You know, they got the same record as us, but we have the tiebreaker. See, that's why that Thunder's game was so big. The Pelicans are right a half game in front of us, but we have that tiebreaker as well. So these next two games are critical. We have Chicago Wednesday, of course, I've already said. Then you go on and you play against the T-Wolves, who you lost to just a couple weeks ago. We had them Friday. And that's at T-Wolves. So, you know, we have a five-game road trip at, I'm going to let you know why I say well. All right, at Bulls Wednesday, at T-Wolves Friday, at Rockets Sunday, at Jazz Tuesday, and at Clippers Wednesday. So if you see, that last one is kind of like a hyphen. Like, we're the road team in crypto.com arena, if you see what I'm saying here. So, like, we have to get these back. Like, these next two games are crucial. We got to knock the Bulls' heads off just because of the way they came in. And I got to say, Pat Bev doing the too small on LeBron, I laughed at it because it was like, this point. And then the reports by the Bulls, there was like, Pat Bev scores a crucial basket, a big basket over LeBron James. And I was like, the game was over. That right there. And even Pat Bev said, man, I was just having fun. I laughed at it, but I knew they was going to run with that. And it's fine because they deserve to have a little fun after you win. You know, Pat Bev said he's gonna win, even though he really didn't contribute. I think he got 10 points, so who cares? But the T-Wolves game, Ant Edwards is back already. He's another, you know, cyborg human. I was like, oh man, he's gonna miss the game against the Lakers because of the ankle. No, he's back. Oh, Cat's back. You know, I'm like, so we gonna get the, I'm glad the King came back because we're gonna need all we can get. The way they ball pressured us in the last game was very much an issue because Dennis was getting ball pressure. Austin was getting ball pressure. We didn't have D'Lo in that game. So please, Lord, the Lord, God, please let us get D'Lo back so we can go against the Chicago team and we can have offensive firepower and make them have to adjust because without that, it's easy. We're just going to double AD. And LeBron wasn't back yet. He was trying to get his legs back up under him. He wasn't really jumping and diving. He was running well. And then we go against the T-Wolves, and if we had the full team back together now, okay, what are you going to do? D'Lo, LeBron, Austin, Dennis, you know, all these multiple ball handles that we can have on the court throughout the game and whatever type of, you know, matchup you want to give us, we can find advantages that way if we're playing at our best basketball and if we want to continue to rise up into the play-in and out of it and go to the playoffs. So the next two games, we got to win them. Like, it's just Wednesday, Friday, got to be W's. And the fan base needs it because right now the Laker Nation is so desperate. We are ready to explode. We are ready to cheer as loud as possible. This team has to feel that. And I mean, it can be a gift and a curse because, man, like, right now, I know a lot of the fans, they get upset and they call AD soft and LeBron's the diss and, you know, and Ham sucks and he should be fired. But man, like, that's just how some fans react. Like, you gotta take that with a grain of salt. Some people are just miserable people when things are not going right. Like, you know, when everything's good, you know, people are great. But I like to judge people by how when they react when things aren't so great. And right now, some of you are just proving me right that y'all do not deserve to be in relationships because I don't see how you would survive, let alone get married. My gosh, and some of you are married with children. So you go to the basketball and football world and you pretend that you're a spoiled little fan, brat, especially if you're a Laker fan. I mean, come on. Like, we are one of the most, I know it's the what have you done for me lately type of crowd, but I don't live in that world. And it's okay if you do, but if you come and listen to this podcast, I'm going to bring you back down to earth. So calm down. But for the next two games, we are definitely going to be on the same page, because I don't want to look too far ahead, but we got to get W's, man. It's got to happen. Bulls, we can't let Pat beat us two times in a row. Let's just go off that, okay? Let's not do that. T-Wolves, we owe them, man. Like I said, we got to get our lick back with them, too. They were trying to come up here and pressure us and do all these things, but we have to, and then they got Cat back too, so I want to see what they're going to do. We'll see if Cat and Gobert can move them puppies, you know, when they have to come out here and we got our guys clicking. So hopefully we're clicking by then. And then that Sunday game against the Rockets, I feel like we got to smack them, man, because they ran through the AD-less Lakers that night, and I was a little upset about it, but I wasn't upset at the team for losing. I was upset because they said AD, and he had to watch the game from the sideline, and the fans got to call him soft, and Kobe would never let them sit him down. Jordan would never do this, you know, and it's like, it just gives more ammunition to miserable fans who are negative, half-empty type of fans to have something to complain about. And I'm just like, let's play, let's go. And then, you know, of course you got Jazz Clippers, but let's see how we go on this road trip, man, because it's going to be fun. I like adversity. I don't really get worked up after the game's over. Like, all my energy and emotions, I bottle up in four quarters. So I'm going to give you everything during the game. I want to get to where we can do this thing where you can sit and we watch the game together. Like, it's that'll be fun. Like, just some type of party, playback party type of thing. And you can just watch it and see how crazy I go during the games. Like, but after the game's over with, I immediately start to assess, you know, what's happening. Now, I don't watch a lot of media outlets after the games when we lose, because I'm just too upset. Like, I have to slowly wind it back down. But the next day I go back and I kind of either rewatch the games or either I'm listening to some of the people who are closer to the team and you know, the Laker podcast that are available to us. And I listen to those guys. I don't listen to national media headline. I don't want to hear Kendrick Perkins up there saying what AD need to do. And Darvin Ham haters. I don't really listen to all that. So I stay away from that because I just feel like that's what causes a lot of fan stress. You go to these hot take shows and you get your blood boiling. And I'd be like, man, calm down. Relax. Chill. But that's all I got, man. And we're gonna stay locked in, man. We have a few games left, man. We have like seven games left. And this season is over. And we might can either be in the play-in, we might can scratch and get to the playoffs, or we might be sitting at home watching it. And that's a whole nother type of podcast right there. This offseason, man, I'm saving y'all. I'm saving you. So you don't push us because we're close to the edge. I'm going to pull you back. I'm not letting you go to that cliff. It's not happening. It's your boy, CB Chilby, Tripper Valley Podcast, Laker 8216. We'll see you next time.